So again, from my point of view, as somebody who doesn't have much experience concerning golf, it seems to me, because I've talked to people who know more about it, that it's become more democratic over the years or over the decades. Maybe when I first ever heard about golf, it looked to me as something for just the upper class or something exclusive. And nowadays, I mean, even when we drive through the canton of Zurich, we see, oh, it's become more something for different classes also.
Yeah, sure. It's definitely opened up. I mean, the exclusivity of the game was probably because of the land in the beginning. A lot of the time, the land was in a close to the city location or a beautiful location. It was very expensive, and it needed the right people, the right lawyers and accountants and business people to coordinate a golf club and get that all together and get that to work. And with the popularity of the game, it has expanded. It's open to more people with the development of more golf clubs and golf courses. And I think that's just fantastic, because you really don't need a lot of money to get involved. And it doesn't matter on your social status, so to speak, to get involved in the game. Of course, getting into certain clubs, it does matter, but there's the opportunity is for all and everyone to get in the game now, especially here in Switzerland.
There's also Migros driving ranges.
Yeah, I mean, Migros done a fantastic thing for golf in Switzerland. They've in the Zurich region, there's a number of places, Ottolfingen, Holzhäusern, and many others nearby, where you can just go and get started in a group environment with group lessons. They have great golf professionals to learn in the Migros environment. And it's a friendly, welcome place. You're not taking a big, expensive membership just to get started.
I see that you also have other areas of interest, especially when I follow you on social media. I noticed that. I wouldn't have noticed otherwise, most likely. I mean, we bumped into one another during a music festival at some point, so I realized you're probably into music. but you're more than that, it seems to me. So what's your main areas of interest apart from the game?
Apart from the game, I mean, I love music. I love playing guitar, and even didgeridoo I play.
As an Australian, is a must.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that. I love music, and I also love bodyboarding. So the ocean, surfing. I love getting into the water, into the waves, and swimming. That's a really good thing for me. But here in Switzerland, I love hiking. I like getting out into the mountains and experiencing the nature and just walking into the nature in Switzerland. I absolutely love that.
That must have to do with your cultural roots, which I only recently was aware of, because you also posted on that aspect of your life, of your family. You have partially aboriginal indigenous roots.
Yeah, from my father's side, his mother was Aboriginal from the Lost Generation, growing up in the Northern Territory and in Queensland, Australia. So maybe that's one of the reasons I just love the game of golf as well, because I'm outside in the nature. Wherever I am, I absolutely love to be walking on grass or not bitumen surfaces, and with the trees and with the water. And I feel a connection to my Aboriginal heritage in Australia. That's for sure.
And becoming aware yourself of your own past, in a way, does that also make you more scientific in that matter, like researching about it?
Sure, definitely. Reading about the Australian history and the Aboriginal, definitely very interesting. And just recently, I was back in Australia and went for my first time to Darwin with my wife, and went to Alice Springs and Ayers Rock, Uluru, the Aboriginal name for Ayers Rock, Uluru. Absolutely amazing. And I really felt the connection. And the Aboriginal art is also something I like, understanding the meanings of their stories and their storylines. I think there's a lot to be learned from our history that can help us make better decisions for our future.
And you live in a way cross-cultural, not only by marriage here in Switzerland, but also due to your own family history and heritage. So you have different influences. What are your influences?
Yeah, I mean, from my father and mother's side, is English and Scottish background. That's probably where I get my taste for beer from, because that's one beverage I like after golf, even to the extent I like alcohol-free beer. So
it's even hydrating.
Yeah, it's even hydrating. So, you know, they have their influences. I of course, speaking English is great moving around everywhere, but here in Switzerland I've learnt German. I call it kangaroo.
So can we do this interview in German?
Ja, wir können wechseln ein bisschen zu Deutsch. Das ist kein Problem. Das ist möglich. Und mit der Juniorentraining, wenn ich mache das mit den Kindern, die finden das immer lustig, wie ich rede da. Die versuchen mir zu korrigieren, aber das ist nicht so einfach, mehr meine Deutsch zu korrigieren, meine Känguru-Deutsch.
Okay. Now I lost track of what I was going to ask you further, but I mean, you're interesting. You should write a book, as you mentioned off the record. I think there's plenty of parts of your life that could be interesting to put in a book. Something that I did not expect at all, because we've met in a very different environment the first one or two times. In a very touristic area where the fun factor was number one. I observed that your posts during the pandemic became more concerned, or let's say more deep. I didn't know that part of your identity, but you do have that. Why and how did you also expose it more during the pandemic? Was it because you were also struck by it in a way, or what did it? What did the last 2 to 3 years do with you?
Yeah, I mean, we all stopped for a while and had time really to think. And I think trying to just express myself a little bit more, be a little bit more open to promote maybe healthier discussions with friends and with colleagues. And I care about people. I care about other people and their opinions and their ideas. It's one reason, I suppose, I'm a golf teacher and instructor, so I can help people. And I think if we're open and honest with our ideas and share our true voice, it helps other people understand me and create maybe some more interesting discussions and to help learning as well. And maybe I can learn more from other people if I express my opinions. They might talk to me about something they saw me post or relate to it more. And I think that's a good thing on social media.
I mean, I also recall you playing the guitar at Lake Zurich at some point, and show your spiritual conviction in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. I try and keep it diverse. I mean, golf is my business, and then my pastimes and free times is my music and the nature and being outside. So I like doing a variety of things, and I try to express that on social media, and it's created some interesting discussions, that's for sure.
Especially when you talk about also your connection not only to human beings but also to God.
Yes, yeah, sure. I mean, I have a strong connection to God, and I mean, I was struck on the 24th of August 2017 by lightning, actually, on a golf course in Lausanne Golf Club. That was before the pandemic in 2017. So that gave me a lot to think about. spending 24 hours in emergency in hospital and coming out of that. So I definitely believe in a greater power that helps us and guides us on our journey in life.
But in a scene you travel, it's not always possible to talk about it so openly. So maybe Facebook would be, where there's a broader audience, will be a channel to do so. I mean, you felt comfortable, it seemed, to also sing about what you believe.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important. I don't think it should be offensive to anyone. I don't think you need to throw anything down anyone's throat. But I think it's healthy to share your beliefs and ideas and believe in the good. I think there's a lot of good out there. And I think if we can share the good, then that can be a big positive for a lot of people.
Was that also something you brought from being brought up and raised in New Zealand and Australia, the Christian influence maybe, a church? I don't know. Did you grow up in a church?
My mum took me to church all the time for Christmas and for Easter. I was baptized Church of England. And moving around a lot, I sort of didn't really connect with a single church, but with many different churches. And here in Zurich, I've gone with my wife. We were at the Gross Munster for the Christmas service. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, great place to go and experience and share your beliefs. Growing up with it, strongly from my mother and father's side, for sure.
And the ceremonies here probably in the big church would probably not be too far apart or away from the Anglican experience.
No, absolutely not. No, and you know, it's all got, it's sharing the same message. And I also read quite a bit in the Bible and read quite a bit there, and I like that a lot. I think it's healthy. I think it's good for you. And the service, when there's singing, when there's music, that's always a nice thing if that's around. But also the good stories and the good word.
So I'm gonna sound like one of the hype business consultants when I ask my last question. What makes you get up in the morning? What is your passion?
my passion is life, to be honest. I mean, really, I'm married to a beautiful wife, born and raised in Zurich here, and just to be thankful for the opportunities I have to work as a golf professional.
With your own company these days?
With my own company, yeah, Paris Buckingham Golf Academy. I'm mobile. I help people at different locations, play to learn to play. I mostly play with golfers and help them get out and play and improve their golf game with extra day scores, even improving their handicap if they want to do that as well. I do that, and I really enjoy the challenge now of starting my own company, Paris Buckingham Golf Academy, and working with different clients.
How do you see moving forward from here? Like, what's your future plans for the next 5 years?
Next 5 years, I don't know if I can look that far ahead, but at the moment I take it year by year, and I love Switzerland. I love staying here, and I think I'm always open for new ideas, new adventures. I think I can just improve the way I teach and help people improve their golf game, and possibly connecting with a golf club or a golf location again, doing something like that. That's how I see it.
Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you very much.